Buyers of Hunter Biden's art will remain anonymous, sparking pay-for-play concerns. By Hannah Blow on June 16, 2021. Buyers of Hunter Biden's artwork, which will be featured in an exhibition in New York later this year, will remain anonymous, furthering concerns of the potential for Biden family corruption, as the problem of money laundering in the art world remains an issue of concern. Georges Burgess, a Soho art dealer who reportedly has some ties to China, is working with the 51-year-old Biden and is expected to hold a private viewing for Hunter in Los Angeles, followed by an exhibition in New York this fall. Biden's art is expected to sell for $75,000 to $500,000, according to ArtNet, and the sales will remain confidential. As with every artist, sales are always confidential to protect the privacy of the collector, the Townsend Group, an agency representing Burgess, told Fox Business. Pricing fine art in his experiences as a gallerist is based on the demand of the work as well as the intrinsic value of it, the group continued. His feeling is that within each piece, as with every artist, sales are always confidential to protect the privacy of the collector. This is standard practice for transactions in galleries as well as auction houses. However, some already doubt the assertion that the price points for his work will truly be based on the demand or traditional value. Alex Acevedo, owner of the Alexander Gallery in Midtown Manhattan, told the New York Post that anybody who buys Hunter's art would be guaranteed instant profit and admitted Hunter's art will sell significantly over its actual value due to the weight of his family name alone. He's the president's son. Everybody would want a piece of that. The provenance is impeccable, he said, suggesting the Biden family name will stand as a major factor, prompting further concerns for the potential of corruption. Members of What Breitbart News senior contributor and profiles in corruption author Peter Schweitzer identified as the Biden Five have been accused of trading on the Biden family name. Hunter, specifically, has remained in the spotlight after years of endeavors in the world of international finance where he has been criticized for engaging in business ventures with countries at a time when his then-vice president father was negotiating U.S. foreign policy with those countries. His work on the board of the Ukrainian oligarch-owned energy company Burisma remains one of the primary examples of alleged corruption, as Breitbart News reported. One of the most well-known examples of this centers around Hunter's involvement on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian oligarch-owned oil and gas company, which paid him tens of thousands of dollars per month despite his lack of experience in the energy sector or Ukraine in general. At the time, Hunter's then-vice president father was the point person negotiating U.S. policy with Ukraine. After leaving office, Joe Biden later bragged about how he threatened to withhold U.S. assistance to Ukraine unless Ukrainian officials fired a prosecutor who had launched a corruption investigation into the company that had hired Hunter. Hunter also came under criticism for his lucrative business dealings with state-owned entities in China, as Breitbart News senior contributor and Secret Empires author Peter Schweitzer has reported in detail. In China, Hunter travels with his father in December 2013, aboard Air Force Two. While his father is meeting with Chinese officials, Hunter Biden is doing we don't know what. But the evidence becomes clear because 10 days after they return to Washington, his small boutique investment firm, Rosemont Seneca, gets a $1 billion deal. The Government Accountability Institute, GAI, president explained during a 2019 appearance with Sean Hannity. Hunter Biden was repeatedly hired and given deals by foreign entities that he was clearly not qualified for in the hopes of getting favors from his father, Schweitzer told Breitbart News, expressing the belief that Hunter's venture into the art world could serve as another suspected pay-for-play scheme for the Biden family. It is not a stretch to believe that foreign entities will pay for or commission his works of art at inflated prices to do the same. Art consultant Martin Galindo also appeared to confirm the suspicion that Hunter's name will inflate the price point, telling the Post that Hunter's work will do well in the market because this industry is very much about, what's a simple way to put this, it's like clout. The news follows last year's report by the U.S. Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, which found that secrecy, anonymity, and a lack of regulation create an environment ripe for laundering money and evading sanctions in the art world. Given the intrinsic secrecy of the art industry, it is clear that change is needed in this multi-billion-dollar industry, the report determined.